Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People will ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
You just tell me that you put a parlay in for tonight with Waddle in it?
Yeah. Yes. You know what my thinking was there. We have an 11-point lead in fantasy. Everything is settled except the team we're playing has Waddle.
That's close, I think.
So I agree. So of course I went to, oh, he'll ruin my fantasy. I'll bet him to score two touchdowns. Because I like to lose these bets. So I have that with Miami on the money line and an Ollie Gordon touchdown.
I think I'd rather be your opponent.
Yeah.
Needing 11. But man, he gets hurt, leaves games, and comes back, and it's super cold.
It's cold is the biggest thing to me with Tua. Mm. You never know. I think it's close.
You're not playing Paul, right?
It's not Paul.
Would you rather have the 11-point lead or Waddle going?
I'd rather have the 11-point lead with the way Miami plays.
Okay. Maybe there's that side action you want.
Right.
With Paul.
Bulldog's going to pull off what I did last year. I was 7-7 last year, and I won the league. And Bulldog wasn't, you know, he had his record wasn't as good as everybody else.
He knew it.
You know, Mike, he snuck in at the end of the year, and he's going to win. He's going to take the whole thing.
Paul, you're aware of the fact that I've got Rashid Shaheed playing in a quarterback two spot moving into the playoffs here. Assuming I'm going to be playing good teams, I don't know.
But you may win tonight.
I know.
Well, somebody might have had Mahomes, and somebody might have had
the guy,
Davante Adams.
The team I'm playing had Mahomes.
Adams is not sure to miss, but he has a hamstring injury, and they play Thursday.
Yep.
All right, Paul, well, I'm guessing you're not shocked by today's news.
No, not at all. I mean, we talked about it on the air. I've been talking about it probably since last Monday when I first kind of got wind of it, that it was a possibility. And even without getting wind of it, I just felt that the time had come. The time had come last year when they went 0-10-3, but it didn't come. And it's just, you know, when it really struck me is I was in Philadelphia for that game in Philly and the Sabres didn't do well and went in the locker room and the players are just beside themselves. Now, they can blame themselves too, and they should, because they're not playing well enough. But still, they're just like, I could just see it. It's like they're there. They're to that point where they can't take this anymore. And I've been waiting to see it, and that was probably the first time I've really seen it. And there, and I thought, this is just going to fall. And that's when I started saying last week, this has to end. I've said it to you guys. I said it all over the place that this absolutely has to end. Otherwise, it's going to be back to square one. And they finally did. But quite honestly, I thought it should have ended last year when the Buffalo Sabres were in third place in the Atlantic Division and then went 0-10-3. And by the time they were done with those 13 games, now what is the percentage of that of an 82-game schedule? By the time they were done with that 13 games, they were basically out of it, and we hadn't even hit Christmas yet.
Right.
And the GM just did absolutely nothing. He didn't even, like, get somebody from Rochester. Nothing. Total inactivity. And that's when I thought it should have happened right then and there.
Right. Obviously, it didn't, and it took until now. Paul, I don't know. I don't think you're exactly suggesting that it might have been a breaking point for the players in your observations there. Do you think that could correlate to what broke Terry Pegula's will on this? Because, like you're saying, it had been a lot ample evidence over the years and ample opportunity for him to act. I wonder if it just got to a point where maybe even Lindy went to him and said, like, these players are going to be broken if we don't do something here. I wonder what was the impetus to get Pegula to finally do something that, you know, could have been arguably done 3 years ago.
I don't remember which home game. Could have been the New Jersey game, the 5-0 game. It was one of them. Pegula was there. And it was the loudest I have ever heard of fire Adams and sell the team. It was pretty loud in there, both chants. And I hadn't heard it that loud before. The owner was there for that. And he can get his feelings hurt rather quickly. And that might have made an impression on him. I don't know why it would take that, but it was one of those recent home games, and I want to say maybe New Jersey, but I can't be sure. And I think that might have been the time where maybe he got to thinking and maybe talked to the people around him, like, what are we doing here? I mean, are we really improving? I mean, basically, the Kevin Adams era has been a straight line. You know, the highest they ever got was 20th place. And they were closer to the bottom of the league, 31st or 32nd, depending on how many teams were in the league at the time, than they were to 20th. And, so it's just been a straight line, no matter what trades are made. I mean, they've changed over the team somewhat with the trades or whatever. At the time, the trade looks, that might be pretty good, but it doesn't work out that way. And it just was a straight line of, I'll say yuck if you're a Sabre fan, and it just never improved.
So speaking again of like how what you were sensing from the being in the locker room with players, what would the change of the GM necessarily do to the players? Like, is this what they would consider it's a sign of life in the organization, which would make you feel better? They've also won 3 straight. At one point last week, you joked, "Now watch, they'll go and win these last 3 games," and you know they did do that. It's not quite a coaching change, is it?
No, but it's a refresher. It's like, okay, now let's see what this guy has been a general manager in the league before with the Columbus Blue Jackets. It's a new direction. It kind of energizes you a little bit if you were down and couldn't see the hope at the end of the tunnel. It's like, this guy's actually done the job. I think I've said this to you guys before, that this Yarmo is only the third GM hired in the history of the Buffalo Sabres that had an NHL GM's job before the Buffalo Sabres. And the first one was the first GM ever, Punch Imlach, with the Toronto Maple Leafs. And the second one was Scotty Bowman, who was the GM with the St. Louis Blues during expansion. That's it.
We were debating this. This came up earlier, and I said I didn't think Scotty qualified because I'm thinking about Montreal. And, of course, there was Sam Pollock there with him, but it predates his Montreal time. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. I mean, so you just keep bringing inexperienced guys in and inexperienced guys in and inexperienced guys here, and this is what you get.
Coaching is not
so anyway, the players, I think, can be energized by that.
Yeah.
That here's a guy that's done this before, who has been bold. You know, nobody was talking about the Columbus Blue Jackets when the late Johnny Gaudreau was a free agent. And next thing you know, he signs with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Don't forget Panarin played there. You know, so he's not afraid to take a swing.
Yeah.
You know, and the players might like that.
What should he want to do, in your opinion? Like, where does this team need the most help?
This team right now needs to sign Alex Tuch. They have to figure that out. because if you don't, then he becomes a trading piece at the trade deadline, and I think that's an absolute disaster for this franchise, even with a new GM. So I think they have to find common ground with Alex Tuch, get off the fact that you think you have leverage because you have none, and get the guy signed. Is it a contract? Do you want to sign a guy for 8 years who's 30, will be 30 years old when the contract starts? No, but I think you've got to do it. I mean, the fans love Alex Tuch, and it's just something that you've got a salary cap that's going to keep going up, so I think you'll easily be able to fit this under the salary cap, even if you, quote, overpay him. But I think that has to be job number one before you start moving on to the trade deadline and figuring out what you're going to do. Because if you don't get Alex Tuch signed, I think you've got problems in this organization.
Yeah, well, that really, need it be said, will bear some very close watching, because I myself highly doubt that Kevin Adams was the one who had final say on what they were doing with Alex Tuch, right? Ownership's got to get the appetite to pay him $11 million or thereabouts, if that's what it's going to take.
And probably 10-3, 10-4, okay, somewhere in there.
Maybe that's been the stumbling block all along. So I don't know. The skeptic in me here, Paul, feels a little bit like, well, maybe the new guy can so, – like. He can present the counter argument like you just did. He's going to be 30 years old, all this money, it's not a smart contract. I'm not saying it'll go over well. I wonder if they're that far around the bend on paying the money or not. Because we're hearing all the time following the NHL, with the cap going up and up and up, there's a lot of noise out there that a lot of teams won't spend to the cap, even though it's available to them, because the cap is just almost too high for their liking. So I don't know. I'll believe they get there when I see it. I'm all for it. I think we could regret it in a few years, but I agree. It's something that could just, if they were to get hot here, capitalize on the three they've just won and get on a run, the thing that could undo it is what happens with Alex Tuch, you know, like whether they sign him or not. He's projected, it's a one Olympic projection. He's ahead of, he's like on a line, and I see Thompson listed as an extra. Now, you know, we'll see what Bill Guerin ultimately does. But, you know, according to one person following this, Tuch outranks Thompson for the Olympic team right now. That's who you're trying to sign.
In my mind, he does in my mind, too.
Yeah.
Because he's a more complete player.
Right.
You can use him in more situations. So I would agree with that assessment. And the thing is, too, I think you can look at it this way also. Tage Thompson is a bargain at 7.1 yep. or 7.2, whichever one it is. He's a bargain. So, you know, yeah, maybe you got to pay Alex Tuch. Let's say you got to pay him 10.3. And if you're Terry Pegula, you think that's $2 million too much. Well, look at what you got Tage Thompson for. You're lucky you got him signed to that contract, because it would be a heck of a lot more if he had started scoring 40 goals before you signed that. So, I mean, you can also look at it that way, that, hey, mm-hmm. we got a bargain here in Thompson. But let's get Tuch done and let's live with it.
Yeah, you get the two of them for $9 million each. I think you just put your head down and say thanks for coming. Like, a good deal for
everyone. Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Well, that'll come up tomorrow morning. And I also think, not sure what ultimately the role of the GM is in that, unless just one is a much better negotiator or can talk Tuch or his agent into a new position or something like that.
Well, I think Bulldog has it right. Tuch Pegula into maybe changing his position.
Yeah, right. Maybe Kekalainen can talk about it.
Well, you'd like to think maybe all of this has already been discussed, right? I mean, it's
right.
It's the Saturday Night Massacre, and President Nixon has Richardson. He's not going to fire Archibald Cox, so Richardson just quits, and then he brings in somebody else. He fires that guy. Like, just Pegula must have a position on. Let's hope.
Right.
He has a position on Tuch, and maybe it changes. Maybe it doesn't. Kekalainen, Paul, you have a particular opinion of him or thought on him. It's interesting and maybe weird that he was brought in, I mean, many months ago as an assistant, and this kind of probably seemed to many like just ultimately what was going to happen.
I think his title was senior advisor is what they and they made it sound like he wasn't going to be around, like, well, he's going to be out at Columbus. I'll tell you what, he's almost at every game, if not every game. I see him on the road. I see him at home. So he's been around. I don't know how much he's been in Columbus, because I've seen Eric Staal. I haven't seen him yet. I've heard one person that told me they saw Eric Staal once. So I don't know what he's doing or where he's hanging out or whatever, but Kekalainen and I have seen a lot. So he's been engaged. He's been on top of this. So, and he's been around. Plus, he has been in Rochester to see some of the games down there, too, to get an idea of what's going on down there. Something now, I think Kevin Adams watches the games, you know, on his computer and stuff, but Kevin Adams really doesn't spend a whole lot of time in Rochester except during the playoffs.
All right, so that's probably all good. Is he, in your mind, well-respected? Like, thinking of his Columbus years? Yes,
he is. I've talked to people. There are a lot of scouts in the press box that you see and you hear regularly, and I've gotten a lot of people said he's very well-respected around the league. And he also is a no-nonsense, let's tell it like it is. Let's not sit here in a meeting and have everybody tell me what I want to hear. Let's talk turkey here, you know, and that's what he wants to hear. He wants to talk about a player and maybe hear an opposing view of what he might have on a player. He doesn't want everybody, well, that's good, Yarmo. That's really good idea. No problem, Yarmo. You know, so he's one of those guys that, all right, let's sit down here and let's have some real talk.
Well, I really I wish him well. I just think there's a lot to overcome here still. How do you feel about the season right now, Paul? I mean, they come home from this trip 6 points out of third place in the division, right? Montreal's got at 38, they're at 32. The wild card is a little further away. No, it's the same, actually. The second wild card is also 38 points. Philadelphia holding that down. Washington has 40. What do you think? What kind of jump do you think they can make? Are they capable of getting in the race?
I think it would take a double-figure winning streak. I don't think they're capable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Of that, I said I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, that before Thanksgiving, that they're out of it. Once they came back, I don't even remember which trip it was. I just thought that's it. They have two. It's not the points, Bulldog.
Right.
If you're in ninth place and you're 7 points back, you're fine. You got one team to catch. You can catch that team. But if you got to leapfrog eight teams, even with 6 points, that's the thing. Are you going to get over all eight teams? You're just not. I mean, because I've watched this almost every season now. They get down at the bottom of the thing, and they can't. Now, they almost did it the year they were a point out. They leapfrogged five of the teams. They got tied with Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh had the tiebreaker, and they were behind Florida. So it almost worked that year. But are eight teams going to cooperate for you to get over the top of them? They're just not. So to me, they're out of it and have been out of it for a while.
On that note, we'll look forward to hearing you tomorrow morning and afternoon.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
There you go. That's our Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. His appearances here on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
There was also a report, as we had been leading up to this news with Adams here for about a week, that he got a new contract earlier this year or in the offseason. Did you see that? Got
And I think that was written. I saw Matthew Fairburn, who, along with Tim Graham, had this news first for The Athletic on Friday late in our show. Saturday, I was watching Matthew respond to people on Twitter about the story, and in the story, it was mentioned, I think he just wrote it, that Adams had another year to go, and someone asked, like, I thought he was up. And he said, no, it's addressed in the story. So I think that was correct. I think he did get a year buffer because, again, they reported that his contract was not up after this season, which is pretty incredible.
It is incredible. Yes, it is. What is the standard? Sure, it's good. Anything to inject some enthusiasm and hope into the team. I mean, who gets this long in sports without a playoff team? Nobody. It's like, this is record-breaking historic stuff in the modern era that a team would go this long with the same management without even making the playoffs once. And it's so clear, and it's been the case for so long. It's so long since they've sort of passed that threshold that it's just useless to even have talked about. It's just too obvious. You know, it's just too... You end up more in a conversation about whether the lights are on than whether this guy secretly doing a good job.
And I'm telling you, we'll see what happens from here, but I very much feel the weight of that with this news today. Because I'm not even like, oh, great, good job, you know, because it just took way too long for it to happen. It doesn't mean it's not a good thing that you finally did it, but you probably did it too late in this season for it to matter. See the conversation we just had with Paul. So I don't know. I don't have the usual breath of fresh air feeling. I just have like a toxicity that I just sort of feel about them in general, because I don't trust that they're, you know, even though they did this, it took them so long to do it. I think that they probably lost another season in the process.
I'm more hopeful than Paul is that they can make it interesting. All we're talking about is getting into a race, and it should not take them 10 straight wins to do that. I mean, recognizing his point about
climbing
the logjam,
the
other side of that point is that they're so close. I mean, they're not that far behind the pack. They're kind of in the pack. So I want to be hopeful about that. Eric Wood joined us earlier today on this Football Monday with some hockey mixed in. We'll have our chat with Eric on the Bills' win yesterday next here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website.
It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.